are listening to The Ron Van Dam Show, refined entertainment for a sophisticated audience. Who sometimes enjoy a good fart joke?
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's The Ron Van Dam Show.
Thank you very much.
Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
I can imagine you're applauding like crazy right now, probably giving me a standing ovation, and if you are, thank you very much. Now make yourself comfortable. I've got quite a show for you today. That's rhetorical. I don't know the answer to it. But I think you're going to enjoy this one, not from a happy and not from a bad, just from an interesting point of view. Okay, you ready? Well, welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. I am Ron Van Dam. Now we got that out of the way. Well, now we can proceed with the festivities. Can I get you a cocktail? Looks like you need one. May I get you a cocktail? What? You're only 10 years old? Get out of here. Get out of the room. You're not supposed to be here. Get out of here. How the hell did you get in here? God, get out of here. I don't know if I'm in phase one, phase two, phase three. I have no idea what phase I'm in. I don't know what day of the week it is. I think it's Friday weekend kind of show, but I don't know. Things are reopening. Just yesterday, I reopened my bathroom. That was rough for a few months. Here's the idea here. You sit down, shut up, and I will entertain you for an extended period of time that won't be too long because I know you have things that you have to get to that you're not doing. So I will be short and brief. Actually, I'm anything but. I'm tall and I'm lengthy. I don't know what that meant either. Another day, another dollar. That's about my salary. Yeah, I know. You know what's bugging me? I'm going to give you a fact of what's bothering me.
Ladies and gentlemen, please prepare yourselves. It is that time again for Ron's Fact of the Day.
Fact is, I don't understand news. I don't understand what that is. I thought news, by definition, was something that you didn't know and they were telling you because it's new information. But news now is basically all the crappy stuff. Here's a list of all the horrible, horrendous, awful things you didn't know about. I'd like to tell you about them. Have you been having a nice day? Oh, okay. I'm going to tell you about all the awful things that occurred all around the world, so you can take it upon yourself to have stress. Let me tell you about everybody else's problems. I'll let you know exactly what's going on, how many people have died, have had stressful situations, all the turmoil that's going on, all the horrible things that are just going awfully wrong. I'd like you to know about them right now. It's what are you doing to me? And now they have the 24-hour news stations. That's been going on for about two decades. Oh, my God, man. Now any time of the day, I can find out about all the awful things that are happening to everybody. What are you doing to me? Is this, you doing this on purpose? Well, Ron, we want to make sure you're informed. No, you want to make sure you're driving me crazy. See, when I grew up, millennials didn't have 24-hour news stations. They just had local news pretty much. And they had a half-hour news broadcast on the networks every night. And they made damn sure they could squeeze it into half an hour. And it was pretty cool. It wasn't all that political. It was more just, this is what's happening that sucks. But it was around dinner time, so I could still have dinner and have a drink. I don't watch the news before I go to bed. What are you, freaking crazy? I'm going to relax, dear.
Okay. Why don't we watch the show that tells us about everybody's problems and the horrible things that are on the horizon? Then you get a good night's sleep, okay?
That's my impression of a wife, by the way. It's not a great impression. That's why I'm not an impressionist. I also don't paint. But here's what news stations are doing, because they realize that everything that they're saying is just horrendously awful stuff. Awful stuff. So what they do is they have a segment called Good News of the Day. And it's usually about some neighbor who has helped somebody else save their lives or you know, went over and checked on them and you know, everything is good and what a wonderful person. This person is donating things. This is a feel-good story. Let me tell you something. Here's my problem with all of this. That's supposed to happen. That's not news. Here's a bulletin. We heard of a guy who went to his neighbor's house and helped him out and brought him a free meal. Isn't that nice? That's what you're supposed to do. That's not news. That's what you're supposed to do. Oh, man. We've just lost it. Especially you. No, you're fine. Just you and me, we're the only sane people. Am I right? Am I right, ladies and gentlemen? Am I right? We're the only sane people, aren't we? Am I right? Am I right? Aren't we the only sane people? Oh, maybe not. Now, my guest today, not good. He's a landowner in Atlanta. I believe it's Atlanta. We'll be talking to him shortly. And he got screwed by the city of Atlanta, and thus the state of Georgia. Apparently, he bought land that everybody knew was toxic as far as the city was concerned, but they never told him. So he just bought toxic waste dump land that's been covered up, and it was never revealed to him that it was freaking toxic. So he tried to sue the city, or at least have them. They're not helping out at all. They're like saying, yeah, okay, we didn't tell you. So what are you going to do about it? Literally, that's what the city of Atlanta said. Yeah, all right. So we didn't tell you everything you needed to know. We shafted you. Yeah, what are you going to do about it? Go sue the city, asshole. Oh, my God. What kind of an attitude is that? What is going on here? The Flint, Michigan thing, do you remember that? It had nothing to do with cars. It was bad water, man, bad water. And the city knew it, but they never told the people. And people started getting sick from the water. Well, what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do? We're going to tell mommy? What are you going to do about it? You going to sue me? What are you going to sue me? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. So there's no wonder that people are disillusioned with government. Government doesn't do much of anything. You know, the Congress thing, they don't do much of anything unless people riot in the streets. Then Congress, well, we may talk about it then. You're damn right you're going to talk about it. You're damn right. We are hopefully on a new horizon of doing things about something. Here's what you need to do. Three things right now, please. One, get me a some type of thing for this virus thing. Cure the damn thing. How about that? That's number one. You do that now. Number two is Congress, you start passing laws that makes any type of racial discrimination or poor treatment based on the color of your skin, outlawed, in jail, shot out of a cannon off the planet. You can't do that. You shouldn't. You're out of here. In our society, you can't do it. You're out of here. And number three, cure cancer, will you please? I'm so sick of knowing people that have had cancer. It's awful. That's it. Three things. Let's start there. I got a long list, but let's start with those things. How about that? Anyway, that's my story for today. All right, our guest is going to join us shortly. In talking about this, oh my God, I have not asked how you are. How are you doing? How are you doing with all this stuff? And I'm talking about all this stuff. How are you doing with it? Let's have a conversation, because I don't want to just talk at you. I want to have a back and forth conversation with you. Okay, I mean, I don't want to get to know you or anything. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I know there's no friendship here. I'm just saying, let's have a civil conversation, all right? Okay. So how are you doing? No. I mean, how are you really doing? Don't give me that, oh, I'm okay, things could be better. Don't give me that. Tell me what's really eating you, what's really bothering you right now. Uh-huh. Oh, really? Seriously? Yeah, I know. Yeah, I've been there. Uh-huh. Oh, really? Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's awful, I know. So what are you doing about it? Ooh, really? Ooh, that's interesting. Uh-huh. Okay, all right. All right, we just had a conversation. You see, I listened. I let things, like, you got stuff off your chest. You feel better now? No? Okay, that didn't work out then. I tried to do a virtual conversation, and apparently it didn't work out. Oh, well. You got to make better choices, man.
You are listening to The Ron Van Dam Show. Did they just not offer you a second choice, or did you not have a lot of time to choose? Help me out here. I don't understand. What were you thinking?
Jerry Brow joins us now. He's been through something that's quite interesting, and it actually spawned a book, probably to make us aware of things that can happen that will not be wonderful to you. Jerry Brow, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you. I appreciate to be on your show. You know, it's hard to imagine that a city of Atlanta, as large as a city as it is in our country, would lie and deceive to the public and to other government agencies in their concealment of the Baby Gun Club landfill.
Yeah, it's quite a story. Let's start from the beginning to bring people up to speed. You purchased a number of properties. Was it from the city of Atlanta?
No, I bought them from a private source. Okay. And come to find out, I was going to put a cell phone tower on one of the properties. Yeah. And learned that the city had a toxic waste dump, about 300,000 cubic yards of toxic waste. Buried beneath there, and they've been hiding from the public for more than 30 years.
Wow.
Lying in lawsuits, and it's a bad situation when our own government has to lie and deceive to cover up their illegal activity.
Yeah. So you were going to put a tower on this property. Were you going to build homes as well? Was that part of the plan, or?
No, and for this property, the one that specifically was going to have the cell phone tower, no. Yep, okay. I had a house that was less than 50 feet away from the dump site.
Oh, that's as concerning as the tower.
Well, exactly. And the hardest thing to imagine here is that, you know, all the years that after I brought litigation against the city of Atlanta, they continued to just lie and conceal that they never dumped anything there. And it wasn't until Fox News ran the story that they finally came out and said, yeah, were the ones who did all the dumping.
Wow. Who was the owner of the land before you were going to purchase it for the cell towers?
Yeah, it was a private company. And the company had also, you know, we're talking about all kinds of research that was done, title insurance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when the government is involved in concealing something, that's what they do.
Sure.
They conceal it so that nobody is going to find out about it.
Well, somebody,
and when it comes to our health safety, that's what I'm referring to.
Yeah, somebody always finds out about it eventually, as is the case here. The company or the entity that you were going to purchase a property from, they were deceived as well. Is that what happened? They were also deceived? They didn't know what was going on either?
Correct. There's multiple people in the area that were deceived that ended up buying these properties.
I see.
Two litigation that were created from the concealment of this toxic dump site. And during both litigations, the city, in writing, you know, lied to the court, lied to the government.
So
the worst part about this is that at the base of this toxic dump site is it's Proctor Creek, which feeds into the Chattahoochee, which is used for public drinking consumption.
Oh, so this goes well beyond your personal concerns.
Exactly.
Wow.
And that's why I created the website Our Public Trust.
Wow.
To go ahead and let people know that, you know, just because it's the government that's doing something doesn't mean that we are safe and secure.
No kidding.
This is in the book, covers all these points about our drinking water, the air we breathe.
Yeah, I don't think there are too many people on the planet that still believe that the government doesn't conceal things just as you've described them. But how long ago did you discover that this was the case?
Well, I found out in late 2015 about the dump site.
Wow.
So from 2015 to 2019, the city lied for 4 years during litigation.
All right. Now, Jerry, one would think, listening to this story, that it goes to the courts. The courts find that there was a criminal misleading going on by the city. And the ruling comes down and it's put to a stop, but apparently it's not over.
No, that's the problem that we have. And in the book, City of Atlanta's Concealment of the Baby Gun Club Landfill, it talks about how they control the litigation, how they control the court and what they present to the court. That's what I was referring to earlier about them intentionally lying and deceiving the courts as well. And they control it. They control the judges. People don't realize that this web went through every possible course available to us, including litigation, and they control that. During mediation, what they did after I complained for all these years, they went ahead and condemned not just the property they dumped on, but three other of my properties, a total of four properties they condemned because I was speaking up against them.
How far did it go? Did it go to the state legislation at all?
No.
And
that's the hidden secret here. If you can't get it to a jury trial, it's never going to happen.
Oh,
the truth will never come out.
Oh, my God.
Even though throughout all the litigation, all the affidavits and documentation, which Fox News outlined, it all got into the court system, but never got to a jury, never got to the public.
Wow.
Therefore, that's why I wrote the book. People need to understand what we're faced with.
Did you ever think of throwing this to national attention? I mean, I know you're doing that now, but like a 60 Minutes or something like that, the book circulating to a national news source?
It needs to be, because one of the things that I'm trying to push for is to go ahead and demand transparency from our government when it comes to our public health and public safety. This should be mandatory. We shouldn't have to go out there and plead with our government to be transparent when the water we're drinking is contaminated like it is in Flint, Michigan. Or in this case, the government itself, the City of Atlanta, created a toxic waste dump site and then covered it up because they dumped on all private property.
Mm.
That's the hard thing to imagine here. They intentionally dumped on private property, and then to cover up their illegal activities, they just didn't disclose it to nobody.
Yeah.
And the years went on, and people like me come along and buy property.
Yeah.
Everything's been concealed.
Yeah.
And I bought part of a toxic waste dump without knowing it.
This is worse than swampland in Florida. This isn't my first rodeo with this subject matter. I've been through about a dozen of these in the past 10 years where people from all different cities, all different states across the country have found that they are living on toxic land, and it was never disclosed to them or to the previous owner necessarily. And they find it out afterwards. They have certain sicknesses in their family, and it traces back to that. And even then, you're right, it's near impossible to fight those governments. It's a sad story. Yours is not unique, unfortunately.
No, it's not. And to have a cancer cluster, you have to have research. The Department of Health is part of the government. Mm. So if the city of Atlanta doesn't want the Department of Health to go out there,
right,
they shut everything down.
Right.
Just like when the EPA confronted the city of Atlanta on this dump site, they said it doesn't exist. It's hypothetical. It's hypothetical. I want you to think about that.
Mm-hmm.
It's contaminating our state water. It's contaminating drinking water. And yet it's hypothetical. And it wasn't until Fox News aired the story that they finally said, yeah, we did it.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
So they admit that they did it, and then that supposedly is the end of the story as far as they're concerned?
Yes, exactly. That's the end of this. To this day, right now, there's still no fence around this place.
Wow.
There's massive holes there. It's still contaminating this walkway, which empties through the Chattahoochee River, which is used for drinking water.
Yeah.
And yet, no, it's the government. So if the government says, yeah, we're going to monitor it, what does that mean? It means nothing. If you're the one who did the illegal dumping and says, yeah, I'm going to monitor it, what are you going to monitor to make sure that nobody else knows what's in it?
Mm.
They still don't know what's all in it. But yet EPA determined in 2016 that the fish in the creek was so contaminated with pesticides that were outlawed in the 1970s when this dump site was active.
Yeah.
So that tells you there's all kinds of hazardous, toxic pesticides that were dumped in there, and it's leaching into the waterways.
Right.
And still, there is nothing being done about it.
Yeah, well, now there's less of an EPA than there was before, unfortunately.
But we're talking about our health here.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone should be outraged about this. We're talking about 8 years the city dumped on these private properties. Think about that. It wasn't even their land.
Jerry, what is the tone of others in Atlanta if Fox brought out that information and you've written the book and I'm sure it's been in the news there and the city turns its back? Why aren't citizens outraged? Is it that they're not aware of it or why wouldn't there be I don't understand.
That's a great question. It's not in the news here because the government, you must know that the government controls the news media as well. They don't want this out to do what? Because it diminishes public trust.
Right.
And anything that diminishes public trust, they don't want it in the news media.
Well, what about
now, the Aaron Fox's story?
Yes.
Was a great one because it was a private company,
uh-huh,
and that's why it got so much attention. This is the government who created the toxic waste outside, and they're the ones that's concealing it.
So, of course,
they don't want this news.
I see. I got you. That's why if there was an outside national source that brought it back, they couldn't control that. So,
correct.
Yeah, so you're spreading the word, and that's the way we do this. The book is called City of Atlanta's Concealment of the Baby Gun Club Landfill. Oh, that's a weird name for a landfill, too. It's even worse.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I hopefully with this tour, everybody will be turned on to what's going on in your situation. But as I pointed out, it also alerts everybody that if it can happen to you and to this and the citizens of the city of Atlanta, it's probably happening everywhere. And that should be of great concern.
It is. And it does apply to everybody, because yes, we all have to have faith and trust in our government.
Yeah.
And if the government itself is the one that's concealing something, mm-hmm, when it comes to our health and our safety,
yep,
what, where else do we go? Litigation doesn't resolve anything, because right, they control that. And in the book, it covers all these aspects, all the documentation. Yeah. The website, actually, I went ahead and published all the documents that was used in the litigation, showing how, to what extent that the city went to lie and deceive, to not just me, to the public and to the other, to the EPA.
Yeah.
When the EPA asked them about the dump site, doesn't exist.
Yeah. And there's no government representative or advocate for you because they're scared to open their mouths. Is that what's happening?
Lost a job. It's a fear.
Yeah.
We should not fear a retaliation from the government when we complain about something that they're doing wrong. We shouldn't have to. When they condemn my property, that shows right there that, hey, we're going to shut you up one way or another.
Yeah. There's a name for that form of government, and I think we all know what that is.
Tyranny?
Yeah, well, that's being kind, actually. All right, short of getting the book, and I hope everybody does, give me the website where people can immediately get into this.
Well, you can, of course, go to Amazon.com to order the book, mm-hmm, or you can go to ourpublictrust.com, and the book is on that, as well as a wealth of other amount of information about public health and public safety, okay, that we have to depend on our government. But again, the city of Atlanta's concealment of any toxic landfill should not be tolerated, and the people should be in outrage, not just in Atlanta, but in Boston and everywhere else.
Absolutely.
We depend on our government to be honest and to take care of us. I mean, this is what the Constitution represents, is the protection to person and property is the paramount duty of government. When City Council member Michael Julian Bond came out and said, yep, we did him wrong, we did Jerry Breaux wrong,
mm-hmm,
we owe him an apology. I'm sorry, but you took four of my properties. You lied and deceived me. And if they'll do it to me, how many other people do you think they're doing it to?
Yeah, tons. And
most people are afraid to stand up and speak out like I am doing.
Yeah. It's not always the crime, it's the cover-up that is really the crime. And that's
correct,
probably the case here as well, not even to mention people's health. And that is supposed to be the number one reason for government, is to protect the public. And I don't see that happening in your situation at all. One more time, that website?
Ourpublictrust.com, where you can see the book, The City of Atlanta's Concealment of the Baby Gun Club Landfill. Mm-hmm. As well as there's all kinds of information about how landfills and how our drinking water, mm-hmm, is impacted, and who we have to trust in, mm-hmm, our public trust, who we have to trust in to make sure that the water we drink that comes out of our faucet is good for us in the air we breathe.
Yep.
So all that information is on that website as well.
Well, you think about that. I mean, any municipality or any state can say, yeah, you know, they can fudge numbers and make you think that the stuff that you're drinking out of your faucet is perfectly fine, when indeed it's not. You don't know. It's a matter of trust. And when trust is broken, it's pretty much all over, or you have to correct it. Jerry,
well, I think of Flint, Michigan.
Yeah.
Flint, Michigan is a great example.
Perfect.
They knew about it for years.
Perfect.
And kept their mouth shut.
Perfect. And where is that now, by the way, for those that may not know?
Well, just so most people don't realize this, but many people were indicted over that. Yeah. All charges were dropped last year against those people that worked for the city.
Wow. And yet there were people got sick and worse. But
cancers and deformities, and they're still having it.
Yeah.
So,
however, you alluded to it, so we're all aware of it, and this has to be compounded on top of that, so that we see that it's not just one location. It's other places too. Thank you so much for your time today, Jerry. One more time, the website, please.
Ourpublictrust.com, and you can find the book, City of Atlanta's concealment of the Baby Gun Club landfill.
Great.
And I appreciate you being asking the questions, and we need to be talking about this more throughout our country.
Absolutely.
Our health and our lives depend on it.
Great. He's Jerry Brow. Thank you for your time, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Well, that'll do it for today. I'm not moving to Atlanta or Flint, Michigan anytime soon. I'll tell you that right now. It's a choice that I shall make. I don't know, man. I don't know. Hey, what are you going to do this weekend, huh? Yeah, me too. Okay. Have yourselves a... Do you even know what day this is? do you even know? I'll be back on Monday. I do this every single weekday. I've been doing this for 30 years. I know what you're saying. I don't know what's wrong with me. 30 years. I can't imagine doing anything for 30 years except for breathe and eat, which I've also done quite well. The eating part, I got that down real well. Oh, man. I can eat. Is that a talent? That's like a woman saying, I'll tell you one thing I do really well. I have babies. I know how to have a baby. I know how to deliver a baby. Okay. All right, fine. Do you know how to raise a baby? Oh, no, I'm not good at that. I know how to deliver them and get them from conception to delivery. I got that down. After that, not so good, not so good. All right, maybe you should make some different decisions then. Perhaps, you know, like if milk gives you like acid reflux, and stop drinking milk. Have yourselves a wonderful day. Come back and see me on Monday, will you? Until then, well, you know what I always tell you. Whatever happens, I wish you peace. When the show's over, please take all your belongings with you, please. Some people just leave things here in the studio. Take them with you, all right? Thank you. Pick up your empty cups. Take your garbage with you also. Get out of here. Go on. Go find something to do.